Hello, the beautiful, wise people of the planet Earth. This is Brown Santa recording a episode. I was thinking about identity. Before we talk about identity, I just wanted to share with you guys that last night I was at an open mic reading poems, and it was such a good night. People loved it so much, and their response was so positive. They were laughing out like crazy, and I was feeling it. And I just loved it. I am still in the high of happiness that I felt from those 3 minutes of stand-up poetry that I do at the Poetry Lounge in West Hollywood. So I'm in a good mood. I'm in a really, really good mood. Okay. With that being said, I wanted to share that I was thinking about identity, you know, there has been many personal experiences which has helped me kind of figure out what really identity means. Let's talk about identity, what identity really is. Some people are like, identity is like, what do you most of the time in a day are thinking about? What is it that you are always trying to get better at? For some people, religion becomes their identity. Like, they are all about their religion. That's a whole another conversation about spirituality and religion. I have met a lot of religious people who have who have nothing, even an ounce of spirituality in them, and then I have met very spiritual people who are not much into religions, but they like to take the wisdom and knowledge from all the religious. I'm having a hard time pronouncing words today. They take all the wisdom and all the knowledge that different religious scriptures have out there to provide, and they try to make their life better from all the wisdom that pretty much so many different religions have to offer. And then there are people who are too much into just memorizing the scriptures. You know what I mean? Like, there are people with memory who have memorized the scriptures and have nothing to do with implying and practicing those scriptures in their life. I think that's where we can draw the line between spirituality and religious people, that basically religious people most of the times are not able to apply the wisdom that they have memorized. And that's where all the root causes of religious problems also come from one of the root causes, but we are not talking about spirituality and religiousness. What we are talking about is identity. Like, a whole lot of people get married to an idea, your identity could be working out. A lot of people get obsessed with working out. Like, some people work out twice a day. Like, if they are losing the inches on their bicep, their entire life will crash. Some people are so obsessed about having those big thighs and those big shoulders, and like, they walk like there is a fucking pole between their armpits, and their shoulders are lifted up, and they walk like a fucking Hulk, and they take pride in that, and that has become their identity, because that's what they are known for. People look at them, and then they give a compliment or something, and then everything in your life, most of the time, in some of the people, everything in your life is concentrated or is directed towards just getting better at getting a bigger bicep or more bigger thigh. You know what I mean? So that becomes your identity. Religious people, like we talked about, that becomes your identity. And then, like, the thing about identity is that the knowledge and concentration that you are using, I don't think so. That I think identity should be like a flow of river. You know, when you get married to one kind of identity and everything in your life is about that, and I think you will miss out on a whole lot of different things in your life. You know what I mean? Like, I think one should be able to flow from one topic, or like, one should be like, if you tinker with somebody's identity, like, let's say, now again, I don't want to go back to, okay, we can talk about it. It's easy to talk about that topic, but I didn't want to talk about easy topic. Let's say someone is highly religious and they are very much into their religion, and there is nothing wrong with that. But there are some people who have, like, for them, if you say something that questions the scripture, if you try to have a conversation where their belief system is being examined, not necessarily attacked, but maybe you want to connect the dots for yourself and maybe for them as well. But when you try to question these people, they don't take your questioning as a effort or an endeavor to get better understanding of things, but they take it as an attack. And sometimes some people are trying to attack each other rather than, and it also depends on how the other person is approaching. You know what I mean? So the thing about identity is that I think as a person, one should be very evolving. It should be, I think, as a human, as life we see around us, one shouldn't be married to an idea. Everything is evolving. What something used to be, maybe it is not relevant anymore. Maybe there is a new truth out here. Maybe there was a truth out there that you didn't have access to. And now, because what you have been practicing or what your thought process has been your entire life, you are so married to that idea that you feel like if you will change or evolve, if your thought process will evolve or change from what it is or what it has been, you feel like you will lose your identity. That, I think, when that starts to happen, then we get very unwanted or violent reactions from people. And it can be about anything. It can be about anything. But I think it's more about understanding that change is the only constant. You know what I mean? Evolution is the only constant. Everything keeps evolving. That's just how the universe works, the world works, and that's exactly how our minds should work. Because when a river is flowing, that water is going to stay fresh, but a pond will start developing fungus. You know what I mean? So let us not make our minds become the fungus of our existence. You know what I mean? So that's what I wanted to talk about, identity and the flow of thought process. And we talked about some religious stuff, so I hope I didn't offend anybody. Had no intentions to, but that's pretty much it, man. I hope everyone is having a good time, and if not a good time, maybe a progression towards good time. You know what I mean? Just like everything, time keeps evolving. If you are having a good time right now, good, enjoy, and be aware that it can evolve into something else, and one should always be open to new circumstances. If you're having a bad time, be aware that time never stays the same. Good times will come, because it's always evolving. Everything is evolving. You know what I mean? What we started talking about and what we ended up talking about, that is evolving. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I hope everybody just love each other, be empathetic to each other, be understanding to each other, be open to new ideas. Thank you. This is Brown Santa, and you have a good night for yourself.